Savitri, from the top of page 343 to the bottom of page 344. This strange, irrational product of the mire, this compromise between the beast and God, is not the crown of thy miraculous world. I know there shall inform the inconscient cells, at one with nature and at height with heaven, a spirit vast as the containing sky, and swept with ecstasy from invisible founts, a God come down, and greater by the fall. A power arose out of my slumber's cell. Abandoning the tardy limp of the hours and the inconstant blink of mortal sight, there where the thinker sleeps in too much light, and intolerant flames the lone all-witnessing eye, hearing the word of fate from silence's heart, in the endless moment of eternity, it saw from timelessness the works of time. Overpassed were the leaden formulas of the mind, overpowered the obstacle of mortal space. The unfolding image showed the things to come. A giant dance of Shiva tore the past. There was a thunder as of worlds that fall. Earth was o'errun with fire, and the roar of death, clamoring to slay a world his hunger had made. There was a clangor of destruction's wings. The Titan's battle cry was in my ears. Alarm and rumor shook the armored night. I saw the omnipotence flaming pioneers over the heavenly verge which turns towards life come crowding down the amber stairs of birth. Forerunners of a divine multitude, out of the paths of the morning star they came, into the little room of mortal life. I saw them cross the twilight of an age, the sun-eyed children of a marvelous dawn, the great creators with wide brows of calm, the massive barrier-breakers of the world, and wrestlers with destiny in her lists of will, the laborers in the quarries of the gods, the messengers of the incommunicable, the architects of immortality. Into the fallen human sphere they came, faces that wore the immortal's glory still, voices that communed still with the thoughts of God, bodies made beautiful by the Spirit's light, carrying the magic word, the mystic fire, carrying the Dionysian cup of joy, approaching eyes of a diviner man, lips chanting an unknown anthem of the soul, feet echoing in the corridors of time, high priests of wisdom, sweetness, might, and bliss, discoverers of beauty's sunlit ways, and swimmers of love's laughing fiery floods, and dancers within rapture's golden doors. Their tread, one day, shall change the suffering earth and justify the light on nature's face. Although fate lingers in the high beyond, and the work seems vain on which our heart's force was spent, all shall be done for which our pain was born. Even as of old, man came behind the beast, this high divine successor surely shall come behind man's inefficient mortal pace, behind his vain labor, sweat, and blood, and tears. He shall know what mortal mind barely durst think. He shall do what the heart of the mortal could not dare. Inheritor of the toil of human time, he shall take on him the burden of the gods. All heavenly light shall visit the earth's thoughts. The might of heaven shall fortify earthly hearts. Earth's deeds shall touch the superhuman's height. Earth's seeing widen into the infinite.